My name is Caoimhe Doyle. I'm a Foley artist. And Foley is the process of recreating sound for film or TV or adverts, and now video games. We use various props and shoes and bumpers of cars and tires and various bits to make the sounds. The first guy who ever performed Foley was an Irish guy called Jack Donovan Foley, and his parents were from Dingle. And he was working at Universal whilst Kubrick was making Spartacus. And they went out and they shot this scene with casts of thousands, the Roman army. And somehow the sound for that scene was lost or damaged. And they couldn't afford to reshoot that huge scene. So he had this great idea. He was the janitor, and he had this big bunch of keys in his pocket. And he watched the picture and he got the keys and he just chang, 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 chang in sync with the movement. And you got this sense of all the suits of armour clanging. And if you watch Spartacus now, that you know that little story, you'll hear keys while you're watching that scene. But at the time, it works. You buy it straight away. And he saved. He kind of instantly shot to fame. He was the man to go for, you know, with the ideas, sound ideas. Foley, interestingly, is still performed today as it was in the 30s when it was first put to a picture. There are a lot of Foley tricks that have been handed down through the generations of Foley artists, and they're kind of classics. And I'm going to show you a few of those today. Last year we did maybe five movies that all had snow in them, and they started in May and went right through the summer. So we had to, you know, there has to be a way of doing snowy footsteps all year round. And this is a really oldie but a goldie, this one. I'll let you hear it first. So this is our snowy feet. So that's some nice deep snow. And this is corn flour that you'd thicken soups with in an Egyptian cotton pillowcase. And that's been used for many years, that one. And it's just great. It works really, really nicely. So every car chase you've ever heard. So that's the screeching tires. It's the hot water bottle, little puff of air inside, tightener up, and then just run it across your kitchen floor. And that's been done, yeah, like pretty much every film. You can watch the cadence of the car moving and get the sync of it, so it sits in really tightly sync wise so it's really effective. I quite like this little one. This is the ostrich feathers, and in a little feather duster. But this is a nice flyby, bird by. That's the bird by. Another lovely, like people often ask us, you know, about the coconuts and the horse's feet, the Monty Python coconuts. We used to use coconuts, but now we've changed it up a little bit, and we now use horse's feet. We got them from a taxidermist, and they're shod, so you can hear, you know, you hear the shoe and you hear the weight of the hoof as well. So I'll just give you a little bit of that. So we'd do the horse's feet, and then, but we'd add up, like we'd do a little layer of bridle, and then we'd also add a layer of the saddle creaking leather. And after a few layers, you'd really believe that that's a horse. And then there's some other little things that are quite fun. This is a water phone. It's a brass instrument, a bowl, like a vase with a bowl, with these brass prongs, random sized brass prongs sticking up, and you play it with a bow. And sometimes if we're working on a horror and there's a gate open, like we, you know, you could just use a standard hinge or something like that. But if there's a if there's an opportunity to make it a little atmospheric, we'd, instead of just a hingy gate open, it would be... And it would just, it could just sit in nicely and set a little tone. And so that's the waterphone. And then this one here is a, it's a thunder drum. And I'll just move over here to do this one. So it's really effective, and all that is it's a drum with a skin and a spring suspended out of the skin. So it's a really simple design, but a great sound effect. So there are just a few little tricks. For the bacon slicer, there was a moment where one of the characters is graphically describing how he would murder a guy. And it's the guy you least expect to, you know, go into this kind of detail. And it's really terrifying to hear him divulge. And it was really, we wanted to find something that was atmospheric, that would kind of sit in along with this scene. And the waterphone worked really well for it. And it just gently plays in behind, and it plays really well behind Donald's delivery. Funnily, we really don't want our work to be noticed. And we want everything that we perform to sound like it was recorded on the day, and that it would just sit invisibly into a soundscape, and that not for a moment do we question that it isn't the natural sound. So really, when we're playing back our tracks and we just think that's absolutely been recorded on the day, then we know we're in the right place. That's where we need to be. So essentially, yeah, we don't want anyone to notice our work. And that's when we're happy. Oh.